Macquarie Radio Network's Summer of Cricket.
It's in the air today. The smell of dirt. What is that down here? Never noticed it before.
Can't smell it in the box, bud.
Voges is slashing and slashing well. Down to third man. And it flew down to third man for the first boundary of the morning. As Taylor... Oh, inside edge from Voges. He almost chopped on. It beats Ramden and races down to the boundary.
Smith is 49. He has strike. He faces Roach. And he forces on the offside and reaches his 50 here.
Roach wide of off stump. Oh. Voges is cutting him away. Backward a point for four. Full toss. Smith cashes in with a straight drive, which will roll across the rope now. And now when you combine the four sessions that Australia batted in Hobart and three sessions and an hour and a quarter here, combined Australia has now posted 7 for 1,002.
Craig Brathwaite from the southern end. First ball four square, and Smith does become the highest run scorer in the calendar year. Brathwaite bowls, edges, and it might have been dropped by Darren Bravo. He didn't get much of it because the ball's gone all the way to the boundary.
You've got a real thing for bales, don't you?
Well, I like to sort of get into the anatomy of the bale, the barrel and the spigot.
Okay.
This is part of cricket's language that's not terribly well known.
1,000 runs, Adam Voges.
So where does that put him on the list?
Only the second Australian to make 1,000 runs in his debut year. Mark Taylor was the other one.
And he completes the second run, which is his 100th of this Boxing Day test. He takes the lid off, he raises the bat to all parts of the crowd, and another century celebrated by this Australian top order. Flipped off his pads, and there it is. A wonderful shot wide of mid-on, and he brings up his ton with a boundary. He goes galloping off towards the dressing room, and Adam Voges becomes the fourth centurion of this Australian first innings.
That's it,
he's
boys.
Declared. That is the closure. Australia, having been sent in the back, have closed at 3 for 551.
Line once more gives that full flight, and the big outside edge from Brathwaite, and it just went to the left of Siddle at backward point. Mo was getting excited. The first false stroke we've seen in the innings.
Where did that come from?
Brathwaite's foot pops it up. He's caught it short leg off the full face of the bat. He has popped up a sitter, and it is Lyon bowling at the peak of his powers who makes the initial breakthrough. In comes Pattinson, bowls to Chandler. It leaves, flicked the pad, he's out. He is out. LBW. He is having it referred. It's umpire's call. He's out. It's in fact hitting the barrel flush. Pattinson bowls, hits Samuels on the pad, and he's gone, LBW. And Samuels is going to go. He didn't look happy when he saw the finger up. He's out for naught, and the West Indies now in awful trouble. Here's Siddle starting a new spell. Caught.
No, I don't think it is. Was it?
The umpires are going to confer.
You never get conclusive evidence on the replay. And
not out.
Yeah.
Lyon in and bowls. Blackwood uses his feet and plays a terrific shot. That's gone for six. It's cleared the fence into the southern stand. As Lyon bowls, down comes Blackwood. He hits a return catch. He's caught and bowled. He swishes his bat through the air in disgust. Peter Siddle to start the ante-penultimate over of the day. Bowls two. And there's a wicket. I reckon Ramden flicked it on the onside. Burns has picked it up. There's another conference. Is this real or is it an action replay? This is unbelievable. Ramden's going. Siddle in. Bowls the first ball to hold. He's bowled in. Too late on the shot. It's knocked back. He's off stump. The West Indies are 6 for 83.